Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sukkah, Daf Yod Bet Amud Aleph, looking at Mishnah Hey, this brief Mishnah. Chavilei Kash v'chavilei Etzim, Chavilei Zradin, in Masachin Bay. If you have bundles of straw or of wood or of thorns, you cannot use them for Schach. V'chulan Shi'itiran K'sherot. If you untie the bundles, then they're kasher in all cases. V'chulan K'sherot L'tfanot. That any of this is valid for walls. I'm Rabbi Yaakov, so we hear a story. Shamit minei Rabbi Yochanan Tarti. I heard two halachot from Rabbi Yochanan. Chadaha, one of them was this Mishnah, Ve'idach, and the other one was Hachotet Begadish Lasot Lo Sukkah. Let's say you have a pile of straw, and you dig in, and you create a sukkah, Eina Sukkah. That's an invalid sukkah as well. And Chada Mishum Gzerat Otsar, Chada Mishum Tasev Lo Manasui. And I heard that one of them was invalid because of a Gzerah of Otsar. You see it on the notes on the handout. And the other one was a consideration of Tasev L'manasui, which we already dealt with, which is when the sukkah is created of itself, not that you made it. I did not know which invalidity was due to which reason. Rabbi Yirmiyah Nechsi Anan. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, well, we don't have a tradition, let's figure it out on our own. We have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan, Amru Chavilei Kash, Chavilei Tziv, Chavilei Zradin, Ein Sachin Bahen. Why? Because pamim shadam bamin asadeh ba'erev. So why can't you use these bundles as in our Mishnah? Because sometimes you'll come home in the evening, chavila toak tefo, and you have a bundle of things on your shoulder from work in the field. Malam nicho agabe sukato kedei yavshan. You put it on top of your sukkah to dry them out. And then you change your mind and said, ah, that's good tzchach. And the Torah said, Ta'asev lo nasui, meaning you have to put tzchach on, not put something else on, and then later have it become tzchach. Now, midahamishum gzerat otzar, hamishum ta'asev lo nasui. And so, therefore, we know which one is otzar and which one is ta'asev lo nasui. So, Yaakov hachto b'chev rabba lo shmiel, he had not heard that report, so therefore that's why he didn't know. So, Amar Rashi, atu chavilei kash, v'chavilei tzivu chavilei, mishum gzerat otzar ikam, mishum ta'asev lo nasui, yeka. Wait, these bundles of straw, which are not the case of B'chiyah Bar Abba was talking about, those are only because of Gzerat Otsar and not Tasav Nasui? And digging into a straw pile or putting these piles on top of your sukkah is only Tasav Nasui and not Gzerat Otsar? In other words, both reasons should apply to both cases. Yochanan's answer would be, Hacha diktani en misachin bahem lechatchilahu. Our Mishnah uses the word ein misachin bahem, that's lechatchila, so therefore it's a reflection of a gzeirah. Misachin mishum gzeirah totsar. Hadoraita shapirdam, which means essentially it's valid, but lechatchila you may not do it. Hadmatani en asuka, in the case of en asuka, which is achotet begadish, is an invalid sukkah, afilu diavad midoraita nam en asuka. So the answer that Rabbi Yochanan would give is that simply the formulation of the law reflects whether or not it's doraita or derabanan, because erat otzar is clearly derabanan, and therefore ein misachachin, like in the case of our bundles, and ein asukah means it's an invalid sukkah, which is doraita, and that reflects tasev lo nasui, and that's the case of chotet begadish. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Chacham mechitzin zecharim. Let's say you used male arrows, meaning the part of the arrow that has the tip of the arrow sticking out, and use those for schach. Kshera, it's valid. Benekevot psula, but if you use the female, meaning the part where the arrow goes into, then it's invalid. Now, scharim kshera pshita, it should be obvious that an arrow tip is valid. So as I pointed out on the handout, the consideration here is as follows. These things are made of wood. The zecharim are pshute clay eitz, which are not mekabel tuma. Why are they pshute clay eitz? Because they have nowhere to receive anything. The female, on the other hand, is the part that you stick the male into in order to make the full arrow. And therefore, it's mekabel clay eitz. So we would think that it goes there on all arrowheads as a result. Now, nekiva psula pshita, so it should be obvious that a nekiva is invalid. So, ma'aretem, beit kibul asur l'malot lo shmei kibul. You might think that a beit kibul that is going to be fully filled up is not called a beit kibul. Beit kibul, classically, is like a tabletop or a bowl. It'll be somewhat filled, not totally filled. But this is going to be totally jammed up, and I might not call that a Beit Kibul, Kamash Palan, that it is, and therefore it is invalid, because it's Mekabel Tumah. Rachan Rabbi Yochanan, Chachava Anitzei Fishtan Psula. If you used finely combed flax, then it's already Mekabel Tumah, and therefore it is no good as Chach. Butznei Fishtan, which is raw flax, Ksheira. Hushnei Pishtan, Enyodea Mahun. Rabbi Yochanan said there's some middle thing called Hushnei Pishtan. He doesn't know whether it's valid or not. Hushnei Atzmam, Enyodea. So, Manavshach. So we ask, Idaik Velo Nafitz, Hushni Karilei, Avaltari Velo Daik, Hutzni Karilei. If it has been combed, but not fully gotten all the thorns out, then you call it Hushni, but if it had been soaked, then you call it Hutzni. Odilma, Tariv Lodaik Nami Hushni Karilei. So he was unclear at what stage of cleansing it was called Hushni, and that's why he did not know whether it's valid or not. Rav Yehuda, Hani Shushi V'Shavtzari Misachin Bahu. So Rav Yehuda said that you could use Shushi V'Shavtzari, which are different kinds of bushes that you may use, for Schach. But he says one kind you may, one kind may not. We'll figure out what this is. Says because the latter has a bad smell, people are going to leave the sukkah. So you can't use it for schach. So it's a new consideration in schach. Schach has to be gidulei karka and tlushim and not mekabel tumah. It also has to be something that's not going to smell bad and make you leave. Kind of like one of the considerations about Ner Shabbat, about the kind of fuel, like neft. Rav Chanan Barava. Hani hizmi v'higi misachin bahu. You can use different kinds of small bushes. Habay Amar v'hizmi misachin v'higi lo misachin. And again, one kind of bush you may not use. By the time I came in, the natri tarfayu shavik lavanafik. This is a different consideration. The leaves are always dropping off. So you're going to have leaves dropping into your sukkah, into your food. You're going to leave the sukkah. So it's a similar consideration, but it's not due to smell, but it's due to interference. Another consideration in the rules of Tumah. If you have a base of a palm tree, even though they're bound by nature, so they're tied together, they're not mekabel Tumah, because that which heaven binds together, as it were, is not called binding. So it's not called a kli, even though it's been tied together, because it's naturally formed that way. And afagav dahadar agidlu, and even if you later tie it together, igir b'chad lo shmei agad. So tying it on one side is not called a tying. Rechistam ravina barshila, hadukri dekani misachin bahu. Afagav dagidin inu, egir b'y shamayim lo shmei agad. So it's a parallel case, where you have canes that grow out of a branch are also tied together naturally, and therefore they can be used as chach. And again, even if you later bind them together, it doesn't matter. This Brita said that kanim, which are just reeds, and dokranim, which are sharp thorns, you could use. Which is, reeds are obvious. The answer is reeds of these stars, meaning these reeds that are bound together naturally, you may use as schach. And that brings us to kind of the middle of this discussion, but we'll stop at this point, and then we will continue and also pick up the issue of igid b'chad and tying on one side together and what the significance of that is. In the meantime, we'll pause here, pick it up in the next podcast. Everybody should have a wonderful day.